The Kentucky State Penitentiary sits there brooding, like something straight out of your worst dreams. A dark, gothic fortress setting heavy and cold beside the murky waters of the Cumberland River. Its stone walls, weathered dark by time and trouble, seem to whisper secrets to anybody fool enough to listen. Folks say, even from a distance, you can feel something ain't right, like the very air around it carries the pain and heartache of all them who've suffered within. But inside them walls, Lord Almighty, it's worse still. Guards whisper stories to each other, quiet-like, about shadowy figures moving silently through empty cells, whispers creeping out of nowhere, voices of dead men mumbling their regrets deep in the night. Doors slam shut on their own, heavy iron clangs ringing out loud enough to make your heart jump clean into your throat, though ain't nobody else around. This here's a place where men done horrible things, lived short, miserable lives and died forgotten. But some of them, well, some just ain't never left. Their souls trapped, restless and wandering, forever bound to roam this castle on the Cumberland, looking for someone to share their suffering. Welcome to Kentucky Melody's Scary Stories from Kentucky, where we spin yarns about ghostly haints, creepy hollers, and spine-chilling legends from deep in the hills. So grab a chair, dim them lights, and let's dig into something spooky. Long before they ever thought to build that penitentiary, this land was roamed by tribes who knew it like the back of their own hands. Them native folks used the Cumberland River like a road, traveling and trading, hunting and fishing, and paying respect to spirits that lived deep in the hollers and hills. Elders spoke in whispers of ghostly guardians that walked through the thick Kentucky wilderness, ancient spirits given warnings, warnings that weren't never meant to be ignored. But when settlers came pushing westward, bringing their greed and their guns, violence seeped into every crack of this soil. Battles was fought, blood was spilled, and grief soaked into the earth, leaving an invisible mark so deep not even time could erase it. Folks round here still reckon the land was cursed long before the first stone of the penitentiary was laid. Whether them dark spirits seeped up through the ground to haunt the prison, or whether the cruelty inside them stone walls drew something wicked out of the earth itself, nobody rightly knows. But what is known, what every soul who's been near this place can tell you, is that death, misery, and darkness been tied to this spot for longer than anyone cares to remember. The Kentucky State Penitentiary, what folks around these parts call the Castle on the Cumberland, opened up way back in 1886. Folks say when they built it, they carved them stones straight from the belly of the Kentucky hills, them big slabs of gray limestone thick as a man's sins. Built up like some dark medieval fortress you'd hear about in old stories from across the ocean, it weren't just a prison, it was a tomb, designed special to keep the bad ones in and the rest of the world out. Over the years, this grim castle held men so mean, so rotten, they'd make your blood run cold. Men who done butchered families, robbed honest folk blind, and left a trail of misery through the hollers and hills of Kentucky. When they locked them iron gates shut behind you, weren't much hope left, just hard labor from sun up to sun down, sleeping on beds as cold and unforgiving as a mountain winter, and misery so thick you could near taste it. Come 1911, Kentucky decided hanging weren't the way no more, said it was too cruel. Instead, they brung in something new and just as frightful, an electric chair right there inside the penitentiary walls. Prisoners started calling that chair Old Sparky, and it weren't long before she claimed her first soul. Poor old Jim Buckner, just a boy at 18, found guilty of killing, sat strapped to that chair, shaking and sweating, till they flipped that awful switch and sent him to meet his maker. After that, over 160 men took that same final journey in Old Sparky, their spirits still wandering them dark halls, restless and waiting for someone to hear their story. The prison walls ain't strangers to Kentucky's darkest souls, folks whose names still send chills down your spine when whispered round late-night fires. Men like James Jim Howard, who was brazen enough to shoot down a sitting governor back in 1900, strutted through these halls as if he owned them, full of defiance till the day he walked free. Then there was Monty Tex Walters, mean as a rattlesnake and twice as deadly, who stirred up a bloody riot in 1922, killing three guards before they finally shot him dead right there in his tracks. You reckon you've heard of Robert Foley? A monster among men, Foley left behind a trail of blood so long you'd need a map to follow it. Six lives taken without remorse, his eyes colder than winter frost. And Michael St. Clair, an outlaw who busted out of jail in Oklahoma and set out on a killing spree across state lines, leaving bodies in his wake as if it was just another day's work. But worst of all might have been Marco Allen Chapman, whose crimes against innocent young'uns were so unspeakable, even he couldn't bear to live with the memory. He chose death willingly, preferring the final embrace of Old Sparky to a lifetime haunted by his evil deeds. These men, and countless others just as vile, spent their last days staring at stone walls, waiting on death to come knocking. Some found peace in their final hours, quiet as whispers. Others raged against the end, fighting and cursing to the very last breath, their screams echoing forever through the halls of this forsaken fortress. Weren't long after them executions started that the strange things began happening, and it seems they ain't never stopped since. Long before they unplugged Old Sparky in 98, guards and inmates alike knew something weren't right behind them stone walls. Folks felt cold spots so bitter it'd chill your bones even in the heat of a Kentucky summer. Whispers floating in from nowhere, voices sounding mournful and lost. More than a few said they felt ghostly hands grabbing at their clothes, pulling and pinching, like something from the dark trying desperately to make itself known. That execution chamber. Lord help you if you ever step foot in there alone. Folks swear they can still hear the buzzing and crackling of electricity from Old Sparky, as if she ain't never done claiming her share of souls. Others who've lingered too long near that awful room have heard screams, muffled and far off at first, but rising louder until they're filling your ears. Screams of men who died decades ago but ain't yet been laid to rest. Death row ain't no better, neither. Prisoners locked down tight in their cells talk about shadowy figures standing over their beds at night, watching them while they sleep, breathing cold air down their necks. Some have woke up hollering, finding scratches deep as a wildcat's claws carved into their skin, marks left by things you can't rightly see. But there's a spot worse than any other. The third floor. Even the meanest, toughest guards in the penitentiary avoid it best they can. Patrol it alone? Ain't hardly no one brave enough to do it. Them that try feel a weight pressing down on them, like some wicked thing just watching, waiting for the right moment. It's said the third floor holds the darkest secrets, secrets that have driven grown men to leave their jobs, swearing never again to set foot in that place of endless pain. Even with all the horrors it's seen, Kentucky State Penitentiary still stands, mighty and dreadful as ever, housing the meanest, most dangerous fellers in the state. Ain't no comfort to be found here, and them hauntings, they ain't never slowed down, neither. Every now and again, folks brave enough to call themselves paranormal investigators manage to talk their way inside. When they come, they bring along fancy gadgets to prove what everybody already knows deep in their bones. That place is plumb full of restless spirits. They've caught voices whispering through their contraptions, voices saying things that'll send a shiver straight down your spine. Pleas like, "Help me," and warnings like, "Get out," sounding desperate and angry, floating through air that's thick with sorrow. Others, using those strange infrared cameras, swear they've seen shadowy shapes moving slow and deliberate through empty hallways, shapes that ain't got no right being there. Dark figures wandering with no explanation and disappearing as quick as a blink. Guards and prisoners alike, tough men who ain't supposed to fear nothing, tell tales of being shoved by invisible hands, scratched by claws they can't see, and whispered to by voices that don't belong to nobody living. But the worst story in recent years comes from back in 2017. A guard making his rounds late one night saw what he reckoned was a prisoner standing stock still at the far end of the hallway, staring straight at him. When he hollered out, asking what the inmate was doing, that figure just melted away into thin air, leaving nothing but silence and fear behind. After he gathered himself and checked the cells, weren't nobody there at all. Just empty space, silence, and something dark watching from the shadows. Now, don't go getting ideas about strolling inside that place like it's some sort of haunted attraction you'd find down the road. Unlike them old prisons elsewhere that's been opened up for curious folk and thrill seekers, the Kentucky State Penitentiary ain't never stopped being a place of punishment, and them gates stay locked tight as a preacher's fist on Sunday. Ain't no tours, ain't no souvenirs, and ain't nobody getting in unless they wear a badge, got shackles round their ankles, or somehow sweet-talk their way into looking for ghosts. But if you're mighty curious, if you're brave enough or foolish enough, you can make your way to Eddyville and get yourself a good look from the outside. Just standing there, gazing at them towering gray walls that look blacker than coal in the moonlight, you might feel a chill slide right down your spine. It's like the place itself is staring back at you, watching, knowing every secret you got. And if you listen close, you might just swear you hear something calling from beyond them cold stones, something dark and restless, waiting for you to come a little closer. The Kentucky State Penitentiary ain't just some ordinary jail. It's a bone-chilling, heartbreaking graveyard of souls, a place where pain and death hang heavy as fog in the hollers. Folks say some of the wickedest men who ever walked the earth spent their last miserable breaths inside them walls, living and dying, forgotten by the world outside, or so folks reckon. 'Cause if you find yourself standing outside them stone walls on a still Kentucky night, you might catch something drifting on the wind. Something that sounds mighty like the last scream of a desperate prisoner, echoing from somewhere deep inside. It's a scream that don't never die. A spirit trapped forever, walking the halls of that forsaken fortress. And friend, if you do hear that scream, best you don't look behind you. 'Cause something dark and restless, something waiting all these years, might just be watching you, waiting for you to turn around. Now, y'all reckon this place is truly haunted by them restless souls? Or is it just folks imagining things on account of all that history? Has anybody out there ever felt something real strange or spooky-like when passing by Eddyville? If and you got kinfolk who've worked behind them walls, or maybe spent a spell there yourself, what kind of tales have they told? Do y'all think places that seen that kind of suffering can ever find peace, or are they bound forever to them dark memories? Come on now, don't be shy. Pull up a seat, pour you some coffee, and share your thoughts down yonder in them comments. I want to hear what you think. If tonight's tale chilled you to the bone, remember, this ain't the only dark holler we'll be wandering through. Hit that subscribe button and come on back to Kentucky Melody, where shadows got secrets, the hills whisper, and every road leads somewhere you might not want to go alone. 'Cause in Kentucky, friend, something's always watching.